You stare up at me silently. I told you to be quiet, so you are. You're waiting to see what I'll do. And you've gotten very, very good at waiting. Roll over. It's a simple command, and you obey instantly. You settle your head on the pillow and relax your whole body, arms and shoulders first, then your spine, then your legs. It's like watching a cat arch its back, only in reverse. I trail the fingers of one hand lightly along your arm, and you close your eyes and shiver. We've only just started, and you already want whatever I'm going to do to you. As I fasten the first restraint around your wrist, you give the smallest sigh of pleasure. Oh, you think you're still being quiet, like I instructed, and I know that you mean to be. I wouldn't punish you for just a sigh. It's what I've learned to listen for, one of those little signs that tell me what mood you're in and how I should proceed. I don't always know when we begin just where we'll go. Sometimes I walk into the bedroom without the slightest idea, and that's when I make you beg me to touch you. If you do it sweetly enough, then all I have to do is give you what you ask for. But other times, like tonight, I have a plan. I can't help smiling to myself as I move around the bed, binding you securely to it with the other restraints. Not just a plan, but a surprise. Something I know you've been wanting. Something we've never done together, you and I. I cross the room to the cabinet where we keep our toys. Bound face down, maybe you think you're in for a spanking. I pass over the cane and the floggers, the wide leather strap that used to be my favorite belt until the buckle broke, the wooden spoon that never seems to make it back to the kitchen where it came from. Tempting as it would be to spend tonight marking that beautiful bottom of yours, that's not what I have in mind. I choose one of the dildos instead, my own personal favorite, not too big, not too small. With that in hand, I join you on the bed, tucking my legs underneath me as I sit beside you. I lay the dildo on your back, just above the curve of your ass, so it can start to warm up. You hiss when its cold length touches you, but you bite your lip against the sound. I reach over to pet your hair, and you relax again. You're being such a good little girl tonight. Your legs are spread wide, and I slide my hand over your ass to reach between them. Your pussy lips are already slick and swollen with your excitement. I listen to your breathing quicken as I tease you, running my fingertips in circles, tracing the outline of your pussy without entering it, without touching your clit. This I've done to you before, though I've never insisted on your silence. Usually, you're begging me for more, begging me to rub your clit, begging me to fuck you with my fingers, begging me to let you come. Maybe that's what you think you're in for, another tease and denial session, making you wait as long as you possibly can, testing your patience and endurance. But that's not it either. I flick your clit lightly with one fingertip, and you squeeze your eyes shut even tighter as your whole body tenses. No, that won't do at all. I need you to be relaxed. I take my hand away from your pussy and pick the dildo up off you so I can kiss my way down the smooth skin of your back, all the way from the nape of your neck down to the dimples just above your ass. You let out another tiny sigh and settle a little deeper into the bed. When I place the tip of the dildo against your wet pussy, you push back against it. Yes, this is what you want. You want to be tied down to the bed and fucked. Maybe you're even hoping for a few forced orgasms. We've done that a few times now. When I see just how much you can take, how far you can go before the pleasure becomes too much, and you end up sated and shaking with exhaustion. I slip the dildo inside of you, and you buck your hips. I start a slow rhythm, pushing its full length in and pulling it all the way out, so that you feel the emptiness of its absence for a moment before knowing the pleasure of it entering you again. You thrust yourself backwards, clearly wanting more, faster, harder. But I refuse to change the pace, and you start to whimper. Oh, I should have known you couldn't go on so long without breaking a rule, without being a brat. I pull the dildo out and settle back on my heels. You open your eyes and turn your head as far as you can manage to look up at me, and I can see quite well that you're desperate to have it back inside you. I look straight into your eyes and shrug. You stick your tongue out at me, which earns you a quick swat on the bottom. You hold my eyes a few moments longer, then lower your gaze and nod, a clear sign without words that you're apologizing for your naughty behavior. But I don't pick the dildo back up, not yet. I use my fingers again instead, stroking your pussy lips, your clit, just grazing your sensitive opening, teasing you with the thought that I might fill you with my fingers. I don't, though, and you start fighting the restraints a little, trying to force yourself onto my hand. But since you do it silently, I let you try, at least until you sag back onto the bed defeated. Now you're ready. I slide my fingers higher, dripping wet with your juices. With my other hand, I spread your cheeks apart. You gasp at the first touch of my fingers to your tight little asshole, then bite your lip again to keep from repeating the mistake. I don't want you chewing right through it, though, so I tell you softly that you have permission to speak again. Immediately, you begin to beg to be allowed to come, the words coming quickly, tumbling out with hardly a pause for breath. You will, I answer, but there's something you're going to do for me first. I press one fingertip against your tight hole, gently working it in, rubbing your juices against the sensitive skin. You're still begging me for release, but I let you go on because my concentration is all on your ass, watching it stretch around my finger, then stretch farther as I pull out and begin again with two. You moan into the pillow, which makes me smile. Good girl. By the time I press the tip of the dildo against you, you're not begging to come anymore. You're begging me to fuck your ass. I slide it in slowly, listening to your raspy breathing and the words punctuated by moans and gasps. But there's one word I don't hear, the one I'm always careful to listen for, and so I keep going until the whole length is buried deep inside of you. And I start that slow rhythm again, almost all the way out before going all the way in. Faster, you say. And this time, I give you what you want, because now it's what I want too. More. Faster. Harder. When you start to press your hips into the bed, I know you're close, and my other hand slips down to your pussy. I roll your clit between my fingers while I fuck your ass, and you let out a sharp, wordless cry. I know that cry, so I slam two fingers into your pussy just as you come, feeling you bear down on them, feeling your muscles clenching around me over and over as you cry out. When your breathing slows, I withdraw my hand and the dildo. I lean over to kiss your cheek, and you smile at me. Good girl, I whisper in your ear. You earned that.